50-year plan for the roads. It's come out of the Road Carriers Association. The incoming Prime Minister said that he wants to focus on the big issues confronting business. And the trucking guys say, well, this is one of them. And they're right, of course. We always seem to be playing catch-up on roading. Right now, we need some catch-up on repairs as well. Anyone who comes here to visit from a first-world country will tell you they either love driving in New Zealand because it's like being on a rally circuit, or they'll scoff at the idea of us calling a metal goat track a state highway, and that it's taken nearly 8 years construction alone to add 18 k's to our northern motorway. That's construction. Years of planning, years of consultation, resource consent, years of acquiring the land, and now years of construction, a massive bill, and of course a fight with the contractors. If and when it opens, and maybe the new Prime Minister will actually last long enough to cut the tape on that one, and maybe not, it will have cost $60,000 per metre. Anyway, getting back to the point, Stephen Joyce, bless him, had a crack at long-term planning with the Roads of National Significance project. Remember that? Launched in 2009. We paid more petrol tax and road user charges to cover the cost. Labour mocked it, the holiday highway gags, and they started putting the brakes on the minute they got a chance to do so. Luckily, some jobs were already in the pipeline. So as we begin 2023, 14 years on, we're about half done. Half done on that list. In the grand scheme of things, though, don't complain. This is pretty good for roading projects in New Zealand. It demonstrates, though, how very poorly this stop-go approach has been serving us.